He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Welcome, everyone. We got some awesome comments on our year-end show. I appreciate that. Thank you so very much. Also, I want to tell you that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will absolutely positively answer all my email. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on here at the Gadget Professor Show. When I get off the air shortly, I will start my preliminary 2021 Consumer Electronics Show interviews, and some of these I cannot broadcast because of pre-existing conditions, if you will, agreements with the manufacturers, but others I certainly will be able to show you, and I plan on doing that. Also, we have some interesting gadget today, a new camera, if you will, and some very interesting apps. So lettuce and tomatoes, let us begin. So our first thing of the day, well, actually, everybody knows the website, thegadgetprofessor.com, and if you want to take a peek at the best of from last year, go back to show 490, and you'll see some of the things that we discussed. Okay, today we are going to talk about a camera. I've actually had it sitting here for about a month. I haven't had a chance to hook it up. I just did that 2 or 3 days ago. This is called the Kami, K-M-I, Outdoor Security Wireless Camera. Kami by Yi, we'll talk about that in a second. Rechargeable, battery-powered, 1080 outside surveillance, front door IP smart camera with waterproofing, Wi-Fi, cloud connect, night vision, and it will definitely do motion sensing, so on and so forth. This gets 4 stars out of 5 out of 7,858 people who are rating it. That's a pretty good review. Over 1,000 questions answered. So here is the camera. I don't have it in my hand because it is actually outside. So we will take a look at that in a second. But this is what it looks like. It's kind of a bullet camera. This is what it looks like hooked up. No wires. It's completely Wi-Fi ready, if you will. It has a huge source of power in it, 4 monster batteries. We'll take a look at that in a second. And you can go on your smartphone anytime, day or night, and take a peek at this. It has a slot to put an SD card in, which is nice. Excellent optics, clear and day at night, crystal clear, 1080p, two-way talk. Nice. And these are the batteries that come with it. They are enormous batteries, minimum downtime with 3 to 4 months of operation from a single charge. I've also read reviews where it says it gives you up to 6 months on a single charge. These are rechargeable. It does come with the battery charger that you see here. I will tell you that it takes about 24-hour cycle to charge these batteries up, and I highly recommend that. Now, I've just installed the camera a couple days ago. I cannot tell you how long the batteries will last. I will tell you, though, if the camera is set to a high sensitivity, if you're in an area where there's constant traffic, the batteries will be in continual use because the camera's working, and you won't get as good a battery life. It's neat to check out test out battery life here in Arizona, especially with outdoor cameras, because in the wintertime, you're going to get maybe 30 degree, high 30s temperatures, and not a big test. But in the summertime, you will get easily over 120 degrees for several days at a time. So that's a good test. And 99.999% of all electronic items that are worked off of battery power, the biggest enemy is heat. Batteries do not like heat. That's why I never store any batteries in my garage, especially in Arizona. Or they are on rechargers. But if you want to keep your batteries, whatever kind of battery it is, in good shape, keep it out of the heat. All right, enough said about batteries.
This is Christy, a proud homeowner. And she's about to install Cami wire-free home security camera. Wait, that's it?
Yep, that's it. Cami camera doesn't require a pro to set up. It's up and running in seconds. Seriously, because it has no cords and doesn't need a bulky hub, you can install it anywhere around your house. Right, I mean anywhere. On this fence, showing the front of your home!
Okay, okay, we got it.
Or here on this tree, here, or even hide it here in your backyard. As long as it stays within your Wi-Fi range. It pairs with your phone by a quick scan of QR code and directly connects you to your network. Beep! And done! Now you can view your live feed anytime you like and from anywhere you want. Cami wire-free camera will last up to 6 months with its rechargeable batteries. A quick charge and you have another few months of worry-free operation. Cami has waterproof protection so it can easily stand up to any weather conditions, including unplanned circumstances. You get full HD high-quality video thanks to wide-angle 140-degree lens that will catch all the important and less important moments in the dark using enhanced night vision. And your footage is stored on secure and private cloud, so you can go back and watch your videos anytime you want. If your internet connection is down, the SD storage option will save your precious footage on the card. Cami wire-free home security camera is the most portable and effortless tool to protect your home inside and out.
Cami, worry-free, wire-free protection.
It won't ruin your home budget, too.
So there you have it. That's the whole ifs, ands, or buts about the camera. Let's take a look on my smartphone. I'm actually using an iPhone here. Let's take a look at the actual camera right now. Okay, so as you can see, I have two cameras here. This is the one we want to take a peek at. And it's going to connect right now. And there it is. Bang, there it is. Now I'm going to open this up. Okay, so there you can see the camera. And I have to tell you, yeah, it works, but I am not too thrilled with the clarity or the quality of the video. Now, on the lower left here, you'll see it says auto, and right now it's on HD, high def. So what I'm going to do is actually turn this down to SD right now. So it's on SD, and it really doesn't make a big difference. So I'll put this back on auto. It's okay. I can definitely see if there's packages there or whatever, but it's just not as sharp as I would prefer. It does have all kinds of settings. If you go into the settings button, you're able to configure the camera's name, the settings. It will work on Echo Show. It does have a SD card in there if you want to connect, if you want to capture the video. So it has all that stuff. I'm just not thrilled with the picture. And it's quite frankly, it's not much better in the evening either, to be quite honest about it. Okay, if you look at the cost of this camera, it's $75. There's no doubt in my mind, at least, that I much prefer the other cameras, the Wyze cameras. It's just a better bang for the buck. I think you get a much higher quality video, and I still think that for the money, you'll be hard pressed to beat the Wyze cameras. And we talked about those several times. I'm waiting for my Wyze watch to come in. I have not set up the Wyze thermostats yet. I'm working on that. Hopefully in a week or two I'll get those set up, and then I'll report back to you on about how that is working. But I'm not a For $75, I don't know if I'd be buying the Cami camera. The other thing that makes it even more complicated is Cami is the same thing as Yi cameras, Y-I. They both work on the same app. You can use the Cami app on the Yi or the Yi on the Cami. I could not get the Cami app to work. I had to load the Yi app. I will say their tech support was very good. They definitely answered the phone, and they definitely were helpful on the phone. That said, again, for the dollar value, $75, I would be purchasing a couple, because I think they're, what, $20, the Wyze camera. So you can get at least three cameras for the price of one, and they're better. So that's my opinion, and there you have it. Let's get back to some apps of the day. So these are relatively new apps, and I think you'll find something here, I hope at least, that you'll like. This is called Overviewer. This is a relatively new entry into the app world. It's an app that turns an iPhone into a document camera for Zoom calls and for virtual learning. The primary use of this application is, I would say, for teachers. So this will be in the show notes. It gives you the whole rundown as to how this works, but you're basically turning your iPhone or your iPad into an overhead projector, if you will. It's a clever app, and it just came out. It gets good reviews. It just came out January 6th, to my knowledge, or January 1st. So it's spanking brand new. If you're into Zoom and you use it for teaching, I think this would be a great item to have in your pack of tricks and your bag of tricks, just like Felix the Cat. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Showstoppers and CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. This is going to start tomorrow, January 8th. And the way it's working now, in case you were wondering, is Showstoppers is always a show prior to CES, and by invitation only. And it's supposedly the best of the best of the best, the coolest and neatest stuff. When in fact, if you have a product and you pay the Showstopper people X amount of dollars, then you get some exhibit space in a hotel, or at least it used to be in a hotel, where people would come and they would have all kinds of outrageously expensive and good food and drink, although I don't drink. But it was always extremely, extremely well attended. I was never quite sure whether it was for the booze and the food or for the products. And after attending it for about 15 years plus, I suddenly realized it was for both. So this year, it is all virtual. And this is what it looks like. You have to be approved to get in and pre-registered as part of the press. And I had no issues with that. What happens is you get an itinerary, and right here it says press kit. And if you click on that, you're going to get the press kit isn't available right now. It's actually going to be available tomorrow. We know that. But what happens is you're actually going to get an itinerary of what is going to be playing tomorrow. Let's get out of this. Let's get back here. Okay, so here, starting tomorrow, these are the companies that will be presenting virtually. So they're going to be just like I am now, sitting in front of a camera with their product. And you're going to click here to join the particular meeting that you want. Here is the ID number that you must use. Here's your Zoom password. And before you get to do that, I've got to put my username and press password in before they'll connect to that. So basically, you're like sitting in a chair or wherever you're sitting, watching all this stuff go by. And as you can see, there's quite a few companies that are here. So I will be attending some of this stuff tomorrow, and I'll let you know what I find out, if anything. All right, before we continue, yeah, we have a couple more apps, but I have to give an extreme woohoo shout out to the folks at Canon. If you remember the last few weeks, I had a Canon printer. It's a long story, but I had paid for a warranty, and there was no problems with that. And then the printer actually was dead on arrival. So to cut a long story short, I had multiple discussions with the Canon folks One minute they were going to replace the printer, and the next 10 minutes and 20 calls later, they were not going to replace it. As I mentioned, the people who were on the support line at Canon were the utmost professional people I have ever, I can't say enough of how good the Canon folks were. So we had hung up last week, actually when I had the show last week, and my impression was the printer was not going to be replaced, and I was okay with it, only because I didn't want to drive myself insane with it, but I did feel if they're not going to replace the printer as the warranty guaranteed, they should at least refund the $80 that I paid for the 4-year warranty. So again, the support folks actually agreed with me that the printer should be replaced. I can't get into the story because it's a long one. In any event, to my amazement and happiness, I think it was 2 days ago when I went out into my porch. Oh my God, there was a brand spanking new in the box replacement printer, same model. And I was elated. So again, at the end of the day, I think the Canon folks did the absolute right thing. I'm extremely, extremely surprised and extremely pleased. So if you ever hesitate about buying a Canon printer, you're not going to find any better support than Canon. You're just not. All right, let's move on here. I got off on a tangent. This is a cool, very cool night vision app. I like this a lot. It's called LiDAR Night Vision by Jumping Rock Labs. It works inside or outside. It's made for LiDAR to work on your iPod. Excuse me. This app is made to work on either the iPad Pro or the iPhone 12 Pro. If you don't have one of those, get one. But this is going to cost you 99 cents. This thing really works. It's really cool. One of the better apps out there. Again, brand spanking new. It came out December 23rd. I've been using it since the day it came out. And I'm telling you, if you have a new iPhone or iPad, this is worth the 99 cents. It's really pretty good. You can really see at night, and it gives you just a small inkling as to what the nighttime technology would look like. And again, it's just a small slice of what the military technology is, which is a zillion times better than this. But, you know, for an iPhone or an iPad, oh my God, it's really cool. All right. This next app is one of these virtual reality apps. It's actually augmented reality, but this is also a very cool app called Crime Door. And what this does is it allows you to walk into a real crime scene, and you can look up, down, all around, and see what's going on. Crime Door uses augmented reality to immerse you in real crime scenes. You can walk directly into the scene and even view the evidence in 3D. Crime Door is a news app delivering virtually immersive augmented reality that opens the door to real true crime scenes. Crime Door's convergence of content and innovative technology creates a new kind of storytelling for fans of true crime. This app is awesome. Really, really cool. Again, just out December 23rd, 2020. It is a little beefy in size. It takes up, 156 megs of space, but you will be enthralled with it. It's free. So again, if you have one of those newer phones, you want to check this out. Now, this next app, I've been a fan of this particular company since its first product. It's called MindMeister. I use this all the time. It's called mind mapping. And what it allows you to do is to literally jot down your ideas, and it puts it in a format that at least allows me to see the idea, the project, what it is I'm working on with other people, or I'm going to work on with other people, whether it's a video product or a review. When I outline it on this, it makes everything professional. I can print it out. I also could send this to other people to get their input and change the boxes or the flow diagrams. I use this on my laptop, my Windows laptop. And as I said, I've been using this for years and years and years. I love it because it gives you a variety of printouts, if whatever it is that you desire. Who's doing what? You could print out by Tom, Dick, or Harry what their assignments were. You could print out an overall flow chart. So it's really a nice, for me, handy app. And I like to kind of jot things down so it gives me a visual overview of what it is I'm working on. And it also helps, obviously, the other people involved on the project. And now it's available for a free app. So if you ever work on projects, this helps me focus. And Lord knows I need to be focused. Okay. Our next app is called Focus. What a segue. Your portrait mode photos become amazing masterpieces of art. This is a nice, free, easy to use app. So if you have any photographs, and you can see the examples here where you want to kind of pinpoint the focus or force one's eyes to look at a particular object, this will kind of mute out the background and allow you to do some interesting things. And it makes you look like you're a professional photographer, primarily for the iPhone or iPad. Excellent app. They got a little trailer here. You can run that if you want. Price is free, F-O-C-U-S, Focus, check that out. And our last app, I occasionally get this question, what do I use to take panoramas? I use my iPhone and I go into the app that's there and just shoot the panorama. That said, this Pano Perfect is a significantly better and very enhanced app that will allow you to shoot pretty much perfect panoramas right out of the box. And then they have a community that will comment on that. But as you can see here, there's a ton of panoramas. This is a free app. Pano Perfect is a miniature social network that is geared towards snapping great panoramas and sharing them. So you get to see what other people are doing, their techniques, so on and so forth. And it's really nice. Share gorgeous panoramic views. The app is fun, free, and simple. What else can you ask for? Share beautiful panoramic photos on your phone. So check this out. You can't beat the price. It's definitely better than the app that comes built into your camera phone. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you had a good new year. I hope you're going to have a real good 2021. And I will see everybody next week. We'll have definitely some reports from CES, some interviews, and a lot of other stuff. Take care and see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.